Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Hey everybody, Father Mark here. Father Mark Haidu of the Lumen Institute, your guide to a more fruitful, deeper, more beautiful, intimate prayer with the Lord. So we're going to come into God's presence, brothers and sisters, as we always do with meditation, really centering our hearts and minds on Him. And I want to lead you in praying, as I did before, this universal prayer of Pope Clement XI, prayer written back in the 1700s, beautiful prayer. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe in you, increase my faith. I trust in you, strengthen my trust. I love you, let me love you more and more. I'm sorry for my sins, deep in my sorrow. I worship you as my first beginning. I long for you as my final end. I praise you as my constant helper. I call on you as my loving protector. Guide me by your wisdom. Correct me with your justice. Comfort me with your mercy. Protect me with your power. I offer you, Lord, my thoughts to be fixed on you, my words to have you as their theme, my actions to reflect my love for you, my sufferings to be endured for your greater glory. I want to do what you ask of me in the way you ask, for as long as you ask and because you ask it. Lord, enlighten my understanding, strengthen my will, purify my heart, and make me holy. Help me to repent of my past sins and resist temptations in the future. Help me to rise above my human weaknesses and to grow stronger as a Christian. Let me love you, my Lord and my God, and see myself as I really am, a pilgrim in this world, a Christian called to respect and love all those allies I touch, those in authority over me or those under my authority, my friends and my enemies. Help me to conquer anger with gentleness, greed, by generosity, apathy, by fervor. Help me to forget myself and reach out towards others. Make me prudent in planning, courageous in taking risks. Make me patient in suffering, unassuming in prosperity. Keep me, Lord, attentive at prayer, temperate in food and drink, diligent in my work, firm in my good intentions. Let my conscience be clear, my conduct without fault, my speech blameless, my life well ordered. Put me on guard against my human weaknesses. Let me cherish your love for me, keep your law, and come at last to your salvation. Teach me to realize that this world is passing, that my true future is in the happiness of heaven, that life on earth is short, and that life to come eternal. Help me to prepare for death with a proper fear of judgment, but a greater trust in your goodness. Lead me safely through death to the endless joy of heaven. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Beautiful way to enter into God's presence with that prayer. And now once we're in God's presence with this prayer or any other prayer that you want to pray, acts of faith, hope, and love, just once our hearts settled in the Lord, then we pull out the scripture reading, the gospel, the living word of God, and we read it slowly. It's the first step in our meditation. Read slowly. And then we're looking for words that we can react to, words that we can kind of understand and respond to. The gospel we're going to meditate on today is John 11, 1 to 45. It's the healing or raising of Lazarus. Long passage. I'm not going to read the whole passage. I invite you to take some time now. Read John 11, 1 to 45. Put me on pause and then come back. So a first point we can meditate is Jesus delays the raising of Lazarus out of love, not neglect. Jesus says, let's wait. Lazarus is dead. Let's wait. Why does Jesus wait? Why does he make us wait? His timing is rarely our timing, brothers and sisters, right? But always his waiting is tied to a deeper grace. The deep wait, sometimes the delay can feel cruel. I know But Jesus is preparing us to receive a bigger gift, expanding our soul to be able to receive more of his graces. In our lives, what feels like silence from God is often his quiet work under the surface, right? Grace preparing us for something greater. So God's lateness is often him preparing us for something greater that's going to arrive right on time. A second reflection can be Jesus weeping. Wow, what a beautiful Jesus weeps. He weeps with Lazarus' death. He weeps to see all the others sad, having lost a friend. He's moved, but he himself has lost a friend for a moment. He weeps that as well. What I think about in this passage, what it moves me is all the pain that you've suffered, all the disappointment, all the betrayal, all the suffering, all those things that make you sad and you weep, Jesus wants to come alongside you and weep with you. Affirm your pain. Understand the damage it's done to you. He's sorry for that. The disorder that sin brings into the world isn't something that Jesus wants. And he sits next to you. He puts his arm around you and says, I weep with you. This is the heart of God. He doesn't stand above our pain. He stands inside it, with us, along with us. He doesn't rush us through grief or wag his finger like, why is this still an issue for you? No, he accompanies us inside us, and so that he can call us forth from there. And that this weeping will lead to a come forth. Come out of that tomb. Let me lead you towards the resurrection. That weeping doesn't have to be the end. And that's our third point. Lazarus, come out. Jesus calls by name, right? And then he says, unbind him, set him free. Hear those words to you. Jesus saying your name, saying, you, Mark, come out. Leave that space of death. Leave that tomb. Overcome that rock. I'm calling you out. I'm giving you the power and the life. Step away from that. And then he says, unbind him. Set him free. Not only do you free him from death, but you free him from those bandages that hold him back. That residual from death. Be set free. That has no hold on you as a redeemed Christian, as a resurrected apostle. Be set free, right? Our healing is personal by name. It's never private. Our sin affects everyone around us. It's personal, but it's also public in its effects. And so God's healing is personal, but also public. He says, your name. He wants to personally heal you, but he says, come out. Let the world see you. We need others to help remove our bandages, others to untie us, to set us free. It's not just God's word, but it's communal. He wants others to help set you free, to participate in your freedom, in your resurrection. So lean on Christ and lean on those around you to come forth and to be unbound. So brothers and sisters, let's take a time now to just let these words simmer. Then you react and respond to them. Think, what is the Lord asking me to live today? And so let's just close with a prayer. Jesus, we pray to see in your delay, not neglect, not cruelty, but a preparation to set us free and enjoy the resurrection in your good timing. Jesus, help us to receive your love when you weep with us. Help us not push you away, blame you, be angry with you, but to let you come alongside us and say, I understand your weeping. I weep with you. But let us not stay there, Lord. Let us come out, come forth, called by name, receive the power of your healing, and help us, Jesus, to lean on our brothers and sisters with us, next to us, to unbind us, to set us free, to help us overcome those residual effects of our being in the tomb, and to live that resurrected life that you have for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.